track two. Lorna attends a rehearsal of the Vision Norfolk Choir and has a chat with Cynthia, a member of the choir, who explains what she likes about singing with the others. We're very hopeful that the choir will perform for Chatterbox soon.
I'm here with Cynthia, and I'm at Vision Norfolk, and I've just come along to hear the choir sing, and Cynthia's been singing. Did you start and join the choir right from the beginning? Or?
Yes, I did. There was a choir here before COVID. I think it was before COVID. It was quite a while ago, and that finished, and I kept emailing Mark saying, please try and start it again, please try and start, and he could never find anyone to take it on, because it's quite a big, you know, every 2 weeks to be doing singing with us, it's a big thing for somebody to volunteer to do. So actually, as soon as James said that he would take it on, it was an absolute window of opportunity, and so I came as soon as I knew he was here, I joined.
You heard about it from?
I think it probably came through. Would it have come through Magpie News?
Actually,
I have a feeling that my local coordinator, Chris Linstead, I have a feeling that he knew I wanted to do choir again, and I think he told me.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So, what are your feelings now about what you're singing?
Some of the things are quite challenging. James is so enthusiastic. I feel that I don't do justice to his enthusiasm, because it's quite challenging. But actually, I'm enjoying it more and more. The more I come every time, the more I get into it. And I just think so many people think they can't sing, and they're tone deaf, and they won't. But come, be next to somebody who can sing and follow what they sing. And actually, everybody can sing, and it's very good for your confidence.
Yeah, people in here are all different levels, aren't they?
Absolutely, totally different levels, and it doesn't matter. We're never ever told that we've made a mistake. We're never ever told we've got it wrong. He just says, "Yes, we've nearly got it," and actually, it's
yeah, you know, it is lovely. And I mean, you start off at the beginning, don't you, with all these. Your warm-up exercises, which is good for everyone anyway, isn't it? So, and then you start sort of singing, and the sound is quite amazing. I feel like I heard you back in November, and the difference.
That's encouraging to know.
You know, it's lovely to hear.
Because when you're singing it, you don't really know how it is for other people. But I was told that the equipment centre is quite near, and I have been told that we sound fantastic. So I just think, well, I'm so happy for that. Because we don't know how we sound.
No. Well, you were singing a Zulu song today, weren't you?
That was what we were trying.
You're trying, okay.
We're not Zulus, so it was quite difficult.
Well, yes, you did a Zulu song. You did The Fields of Gold.
Yes.
What was the
Peace other? White Dove.
Oh, yes.
Which was beautiful.
That was beautifully sung, too.
That was lovely.
Yes, the feeling is coming through, isn't it, now?
Yeah.
So you come for the sing. Do you come for the coffee morning beforehand as well?
Well, I did, but it's just coincidence that the coffee morning and the choir are the same day. Hmm. It won't always be so, because the coffee morning is on the last Monday of the month, where choir is every other alternate Monday.
Yeah.
So they may not coincide, and I think another couple of months, and I think they're separating. So, which I think is a pity, because I like getting here early, having a cup of coffee, having some people to chat to, and then coming in here. But just to come from Dereham to here just for a coffee morning, I think it's a little bit, you know, because there's a Dereham coffee morning too. I'll probably miss this one. But actually, it is quite nice if it's at the same time as choir.
Yeah, well, you still get a coffee in choir, don't you?
Yes, you do.
And you do get to chat to whoever's.
Yeah, and I got a sausage roll as well.
Did you?
And then also, there's a lady in the tech centre, and she has helped me, Paula has helped me incalculably with my iPad and with tech help. And that's also the same day.
So when you're trying to learn the music, because I've seen some people have got Braille, but you're not in that position.
No. I just have it in large print, and I have a magnifier with me as well. Yeah. So it's large print that I can magnify. And, you know, it's fine. Sometimes a bit of a tongue twister for me, mm-hmm. but after a time you get into it and it's good.
Because he sings it to you as well.
So absolutely.
You're able to sort of remember it by that, and then you're looking at it, and that just compounds, and you go, oh yes, that's what it says. I'm guessing.
Yes.
But yes.
Yes, no. And I think more people should join, because the volume will improve.
Yes, because I mean, it'd be fascinating when you're not in, because you currently sit in a circle.
Yes, we do, and in a semicircle round him, and
and you might find, I mean, you've got a concert coming, so you might find that. You might be grouped a bit more together,
and then
you'll be able to hear each other.
Yes, which probably will help a little bit. And also, he very often divides us into two or three groups to be singing different parts. And so,
it's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, and when you're making up those chords at the beginning, all choirs would love to be able to say, well, I've got that group, that one, and that one, and they can they can achieve that. I think it's
you feel good. with James that everything's achievable.
Yeah. I think he's doing an amazing job. I really do. But lovely people.
You know, it's really.
Well, it's, and it's not just people, is it? I mean, I've been in. There's been three dogs.
Yes, I know. That's right. Yes.
And they're very good, though. I must say. But no. You're looking forward to a concert?
Yes, I hope so, beginning of July.
Yeah.
It's got to be confirmed yet.
Yes.
But we are making plans for it. I think the one that we're thinking at the moment would be on a Sunday afternoon. We'll see.
Yeah, because you did do one at Christmas, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And how did that go?
That was wonderful, because behind me there were about 12 members of the Cathedral Choir, and they were just... Oh, it makes you realise what's possible.
Yes.
Because I had a soprano behind me. She was amazing. And I just thought, goodness me, this is just what a privilege it is to have these people here singing with us. And it was really good. And then we had a lovely tea afterwards. And yes, it was. People loved it. And it was, the hall was full with volunteers. And it was just a very, very happy time for us.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I hope you keep singing away.
I'll do my best.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.